My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to The Gratitude Diaries, a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, I'm Janice Kaplan. Thanks for joining me for more practical ideas on how to be happier. Today's tip, make a list of five things you've never done that you'd like to do this year, and then get started. In the many years I spent as a TV producer and then a magazine editor, the first week in January had only one theme: New Year, New You. It was as if the ball dropping on New Year's Eve didn't just change the calendar, it somehow transformed your whole personality. This year, I'm seeing that even more than usual. It's as if we all want to be someone different than we were last year. I'm all for new beginnings, but it might help to think about what we're really trying to change. A lot of resolutions are about why you're not quite good enough. You want to lose weight, you want to exercise more, and maybe you want to work harder. All of those are reasonable, but they come from a negative perspective. They suggest you've failed before by overeating or getting too slothful. But this time, maybe you can be better. That explains why most resolutions don't last. We don't become completely new people. So I think a better approach to the new year, new you, is a positive one. Who would you like to be in the coming year? What is going to make you happy and excited? My birthday comes just a couple of days after New Year's. In fact, it's today. I'm not much for birthday celebrations, but every year since I was in my early 20s, I made a list of what for me is the double start of a new year. My list was always 10 things I've never done. It meant, of course, 10 things I've never done that I'd like to do. It's been long enough now that most of the things I started out with have happened. I've done them. I got married and had children, both of which were on those early lists. I learned to ski, went scuba diving, and climbed in the Swiss Alps. I never went skydiving, which was on the list for a while. I guess I never really wanted to. Making a list of things you've never done makes you think in a more realistic way about what you would like to do. It also makes it more likely that you'll accomplish those things. A study some years ago followed 12,000 people for 20 years, starting when they first began college. The initial questionnaire had the students use a 4-point scale to rank how much they cared about certain things, including money. It turned out that people who put a high priority on being rich when they were young were more likely to do well financially as they got older. In fact, for every extra point they had given on the money importance scale, they were making the equivalent of an extra $22,000 per year. It's not that wishing makes it so, but when you're very clear with yourself on what you want, you're more likely to put big efforts toward achieving the goal. I suspect that if the questionnaire had asked how important it was to become a parent, star in a TV show, become a computer expert, or volunteer in Ghana, the results would have been very similar. Those who ranked any of those options as high on their list of things they wanted would be more likely to achieve it than those not as driven. Resolutions sometimes work best if you let other people know about them. A spouse or friend may be able to help you eat better or encourage you to go out running with them. But the list of things you've never done is really just for you. It's a way of organizing your mind, focusing on what you care about. Knowing what you want and where you're aiming is really the key. The grit and resolve and fortitude that come with being focused and passionate make positive things happen. Once you've declared it to yourself, you're more likely to direct energy and emotion in the right direction. A lot of people like to believe the magical idea that if you ask the universe for something, it answers. If that's the case for you, your universe pays a lot more attention than mine does. I don't think the universe listens so much as that our simple asking, wanting something, directs our attention, our energies, and our efforts. And when we get what we've sought, we're happy and grateful. So today, make your list of things you've never done that you'd like to do this year. Focusing on the possibilities ahead in a positive and grateful way will make you more likely to get where you want to go. Thanks for joining me. I'll be back all week with more ideas on the new year, new you. Have a great day. The Gratitude Diaries is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network.
Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.